Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, still, reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the KIRP Radio Show. I'm your host, Pudgy Baby. It is showtime this Sunday, May 6, 2012. 8 p.m., baby, is the time we get it popping. I want to welcome everybody to the show to part three of Ladies First. Oh, I'm sorry. Part three of Hey Ladies. You know, I've been listening to Queen Latifah a little bit. So I got that Ladies First. Y'all remember that? Doom, 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 doom. Y'all remember that? That was hot, man. But anyway, somebody YouTube that. That for you young heads out here, for all the young folks, go to YouTube because that's what y'all do. Go to YouTube, and I want you to enter in the search Queen Latifah. I know you can't spell Latifah. Just put in Queen and do the best you can. And because I might spell it wrong on the air, and I don't want to do that. But anyway, just do the best you can and look up Ladies First because that was a hot song. But anyway, part three of Hey Ladies featuring Dr. Wendy Walsh coming to the show here in just a little bit on the air with your boy. And we got a few things to talk about for all you. That's my Bill Cosby impression for you know, the younger version. But for all you out there who's sucking on them pudding pops. Now, let me stop. For everybody out there who think they are relationship therapists. I mean, I go through the Facebooks and the Twitter and I'm seeing all the all the relationship advice. I guess that's the way to put it. But it seems like everybody has an opinion about relationships and has all the answers for other folks, but they can't seem to find the answers for themselves. So anyway, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit because, you know, I know better, okay? I know all the stuff that you guys are posting and all the pictures that you're putting up there. I mean, I know it's not real. I know y'all fronting. Let's be for real. Let's be serious about it. Every day of your life is not peaches and cream. It's not just a beautiful day walking through flowers with feeding the ducks and doves flying above your head. Some days you walking and you feeding the ducks and them doves are doo-dooing on you. And, you know, sometimes life send you some challenges, you know. So, you know, we keep it real on this show, man. So I want to welcome everybody to the KRRP Radio Show, WMMG's home of the KRRP Radio Show, the number one black conservative show on the air, baby, at least in the Southeast United States. That's what the stats say. We're sitting somewhere around 3.5 million plus listeners. So, you know, we've been doing a pretty good job over the course of a year and a half right now, doing our thing, trying to bring you guys nothing but the truth, the raw truth from the independent stance, the way y'all stand. I read the news and I read the blogs and I'm all over the place and I'm talking to people, so to real life people. You know, not only the politicians and you know, the rhinos and all them guys. We're not only talking to the, you know, the political folks. We're also talking to regular people out here. And, you know, the working class people, the regular people out here, I like to call regular because I feel like I'm normal. You know what I mean? It to me, it's not a talent to be able to walk to the middle of the slum somewhere, or walk to the hood and talk to people, and be able to go to the other side of the river or over the bridge and talk to those rich folks who can't relate to those poor folks. So to me, it's not a gift, if you will. It's just it's being ordinary. You know what I mean? It's just keeping it 100, keeping it real. Just, you know, just being who you are, man, and talking to people. So that's how I look at it, and I'm glad I'm able to do that because I try to mesh it all together and bring you all together so we can talk about some of the things that we talk about. And today I have somebody else who is very, very extremely gifted at doing that, and that's Dr. Wendy Walsh. She's going to be on here in just a little. She's going to tell you guys what's on her mind from an X point. You don't want to talk because it's on the air. But anyway, she's going to tell you guys from an expert standpoint, and she's going to tell you guys from a professional standpoint and from her point of view. So, you know, I know some of you guys out there got some strong opinions. If you do, you know the number. You know how to hit us up. But just in case you don't know, and we got some new listeners on the air, the number is 619-638-8559. That is the number to call the show. That is the number to call and contact us so you can speak your mind. I want you to speak your piece, baby. I don't want you to hold it. Don't slick Facebook it. Don't slick tweet it because there's a lot of you slick tweeters out there and slick Facebook posters out there. You post subliminals. We don't do subliminals over here. Like Jay-Z said, if it's not directly directed to me, it's not respected. And that goes for all my listeners on here who feel the way I do. If it ain't directed to us, we ain't trying to hear you. Because we get it in. We talk about what's on our mind. And it's always good to talk about what's on your mind. It's always good to express those concerns or express those points of views because there's a lot of people, believe it or not, that feel like you do. They're just scared to say so. There's a lot of people out there who think like you do, but they're scared to say so. So it's good that you can be the representative for those folks, and you can come on the show, call in, express the way you feel, talk about your point of view. Hey, it doesn't have to be right. It doesn't have to be wrong. No one has to agree with it because it's yours, whether we like it or not. And that's the beautiful part about being in this country that I call America, because we can do that. Shout out to my troops. Salute to the troops out there who are always holding us down, always showing us love, always fighting for those freedoms that we still hold today, that we fight for every single day, that they fight for every single day, so we can continue on to express those views that we have and those opinions. So shout out to the troops, man, the constitutionalist upper holders, holder uppers, or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, the troops are B.I.G. in my book, and I love them. Love all the troops. I don't care if you're a troop that went in and didn't like doing it, but you went in to serve this country, you're doing better than a lot of people out here. You're definitely doing better than me. But back to the point, if you guys want to call in the show, 619-638-8559 is the number to call in and make your comments, or you can call in just to listen to the show. You don't have to comment, but listen to the prompt. You know, when you call in the show, you're going to get welcome to Blog Talk something something radio or something like that. You're going to get that person, and they're going to tell you what to do. So take the time, and for once in your life, listen to what they tell you, because she's going to tell you with her beautiful British accent. Oh my God, the Blog Talk lady, sounds gorgeous. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Yo, that British accent is crazy. If that don't make you want to listen to the show, I don't know what will. But anyway, listen to what she says. She's going to tell you guys to press 1 if you got a comment. If you don't have a comment, just hang on the line, listen to the show. You don't have to make a comment. We're not going to call on you. There's millions and millions of people that's listening to the show right now with you guys, and we're not going to bother you just because you don't have internet access. We're not going to call you to talk on the show because guess what? I could talk enough for all of us. Anyway, 619-638-8559 is the number if you want to call in, listen, or make a comment. Definitely do that. Listen to the prompt at the beginning. If you're online, you can listen to the show at KIRPWWW. Let me get that WWW in there. That WW, that WWW, that WW, that WWW, worldwidewebweb.KIRPRadioshow.com. You definitely log on to that site. And there's going to be a what do you call that, flash player that's going to pop up with some music that's going to go, and if you guys look at the picture on there, you'll see that the picture is dedicated to the hometown heroes, the guys that are right here, and the men and the women that are right here in the States fighting for us, the rescue workers, the police officers, the firemen, everybody, man. That's dedicated to you guys, and that, and, you know, read that prompt, hit that flash player, and you'll go directly into the show. Once you start to scroll down, you'll hear the show, folks. You don't have to do anything. You don't got to click on another link. You can just do that. Turn your TV down. You look at the pictures, but listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Listen to us. Listen to the KIRP Radio Show. So anyway, www.kirpradioshow.com. Go through the flash player. As soon as you hit your arrow key down or scroll down, you'll be able to listen to the show, folks, and you'll be tuned in, rocking with us. For all you iPhone users out there, I'm not knocking you Droid users, but you probably can get on, too, from your phone. I'm not knocking the BlackBerry users because I'm down with Team BlackBerry, even though they're not paying me to say this, but I might hit them up. That might be another ad right there. Y'all know I'm a capitalist. Don't get mad. Don't get mad at me. I'm a hustler, baby. We hustle. So I might contact BlackBerry and tell them, look, I'm a BlackBerry user, and I just use y'all name on this show a couple times to about 3, almost 4 million people, and they're going to start using BlackBerry again. Probably not. I'm lying. But anyway, I'm just name-dropping BlackBerry, so BlackBerry, I'm going to be contacting you guys and let you guys know that I still using the BlackBerry. See, I'm doing a Barack Obama. See, y'all, it wasn't about the president using the BlackBerry. It was about advertisement, in case you guys didn't know. That's called product placement. I work in the movie industry too, and entertainment, and we understand that when we, you know, talk about something as much as the president talked about during his old campaign, you know, they talked about he didn't want to give up his BlackBerry. You need to look up what kind of sponsorship he got from that. But anyway, you know, look up the donations from that. But anyway, I ain't going to get into that. I ain't going to get into that because that's over y'all heads. See, that's the political entertainment side of Pete. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do. Know what I'm saying? Not me. Know what I'm saying? Not me. You ever talk to somebody that just do that all the time? Know what I'm saying? Not me. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm about to blow up, kid. Know what I mean? I'm about to cut this first album. Know what I mean? Yeah, I'm about to make $1 million. Know what I mean? Yeah, I'm about to get that 2028 Bentley truck. Know what I mean? Yo, people kill me. I'm about to go to Africa and I'm going to make my own boat. And I'm going to go to Africa selling on my own boat till I get to the cruise ship. Then they're going to drop me off and I'm going to jet from the F-14 and I'm going to pass you the Africa. Know what I mean? Anyway, back to what I was saying originally before I flipped out here. But if you guys want to listen to the show, you can also hit us up on the website. It's KIRPRadioshow.com. We're also on iTunes for all you iPhones and you Droid and you smartphone users. Check us out on iTunes Podcast. KIRP, one word. Radio, two words. Show, three words. KIRP Radio Show. We're on a podcast. The podcast is growing like crazy, spreading like wildfire, and I definitely appreciate everybody who listens to the show on iTunes. I give you guys a B-I-G shout out for listening to us on iTunes, and you got one more chance to listen to us, folks. In case you can't get any of the others, you can go to blogtalk.com where that, you know, that's, anyway, I ain't going to get into my sexy Blog Talk host no more, but blogtalk.com/KIRP Radio Show. You can listen to the show on Blog Talk. Sometimes they lose the feed on Blog Talk. I don't know what's going on with that. I know there's a lot of different shows on there, and sometimes you can't get us, but you know, it is what it is. But right now, I'm going to move on just a little bit. Going to move the show on because I have another person who's going to come on the show right after this commercial break, and this is a regular, and I want everybody out there to sit back, get your pen ready, because the famous, the most prevalent, the relevant, the beautiful, the amazing, the coupon shopperholic, Charlotte, from stretchingyourbudget.com is be on the show here in just a second. Also from Triad Super Savers, if you guys are on Facebook or if you're on, what's the other one, Twitter? Yeah, Twitter, @ Triad Super Savers, @ stretchingyourbudget.com or stretchingyourbudget.com. That's what I meant to say before I goofed up again like I always do. But stretchingyourbudget.com, you want to check Charlotte out because she dedicates a large part of her life to make your life a little bit better by clipping some coupons. And let me tell you something. If you're not willing to go on her site and clip off or hit the savings corner that she has over there where they always have some free items for you guys, who doesn't like free? You know what I mean? If you're too lazy to go on there and print that free item out or those free items off or just go on there and find out how you can get, like, toothpaste for 10 cents, hey, man, everybody can use toothpaste. I don't want to get on this mic after you when you ain't brushed them gums. But anyway, check it. Go on stretchingyourbudget.com. She's got some coupons on there always. She always tells you guys how to save a little bit more money, and how to live a little more frugal. This woman is absolutely amazing. And she just celebrated a birthday over the weekend, so we're going to tell her happy birthday. As soon as we come back, right after this commercial break, you're rocking with your boy Pudgy on a KIRP radio show, baby. Look me up on Twitter, @NCPudgy. You can also find the show, @KIRP radio show, 619-638-8559. We'll be right back with Charlotte from StretchingYourBudget.com. Have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
Remember this number, 9.8. That's not the time on the shot clock or the seconds left in the game. It's not the number of times I will light you up. Nah, 9.8 isn't any of that. It's ounces. And that makes this the lightest ever.
Welcome back to the KIRP radio show, baby. Right now, coming up, folks, is somebody that's going to tell you guys. Hold on, let me get my voice right according to the track. Hold on. This is the late night old school 70s, how they used to do it in the 70s. Right now, coming up is the late night hour with Charlotte from stretchingyourbudget.com. That's right, baby. Time to lay back in your seat and pop a bottle of wine. Grab your notebooks, folks, and we're going to tell you guys how to save a couple dollars. Charlotte, what's up, baby? How you doing?
Not much. How's it going?
It's going okay. It's going good. How's your birthday? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlotte. Happy birthday to you. How you like that? Yeah,
thank
man.
Yeah.
I know you like my singing. My singing is awesome. Awesome.
Yes, that was beautiful.
Thank you. You know what? You guys got to record that, and that should go in the Hall of Fame. Like with all the Whitney Houston clips, rest in peace, of the national anthem,
yes.
that ranks up there. That happy birthday right there was B.I.G.
Agreed, yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
You sound so excited, too. You sound so happy about that happy birthday, too, man. That, you know, that made me feel good. Let me stop. Anyway, how's your week been?
It's been good. It went by really quick, actually.
It always goes by quick, man. What is the problem?
I don't know.
I need an extra day.
Me too.
Well,
I could use, like, just a week off to do nothing.
Really?
And then another
real?
Week to get
yeah.
stuff done.
You know what? I'm lobbying just, God, I know I'm not supposed to lobby with you, but I'm just asking for another hour in a day. You know, but let me be quiet because, you know, sometimes God has a special way of answering our prayers. So I'm going to shut up right there, and I'm going to ask you how your family is while we got you on the air.
My family is doing wonderful. We're doing good.
Good, good. Blessings to you and yours, and I really appreciate you for coming through. As always, we're actually looking for some help for you so we don't have to nag you every week about coming on here and tell these people about saving money every single week when you already do all the web shows and I'm sorry, the website info and the Twitter info and the Facebook info, and I know that's taking a lot out of you, so we're working on it, but definitely a B.I.G. shout out to you and a B.I.G. shout out to your family and your staff of folks and friends and everybody that helped you out over there at stretchingyourbudget.com and at Triad Super Savers. We definitely appreciate what you do, Charlotte, and there's a lot of people out here that are appreciative of what you do as well, for real.
Well, I appreciate that. I enjoy it. I like getting to come on every week and talking to you guys. So.
Cool. We love that. We like that. See everybody? See, she's happy. You guys should send her a quarter apiece. $3.5 million a quarter. Come on now. Look out for the girl. Anyway,
right.
Charlotte.
I'm hearing that.
You know what I'm saying? We telethoning our head. What do you got for us this week? I know you got some good information for us this week. You always bring us some good info. I posted a Twitter picture of when my wife went off with the coupon. I don't know what she did. She went crazy, but she came back with a bunch of toilet paper, deodorant, and all sorts of stuff that I didn't wear, but I'm going to start using anyway. And I put it to the test first when you're around the house. So I was cutting the grass, and I'm like, I'm a certain brand of guy. You guys know how I am about branding. So I use a certain brand all the time, and it was good. So I said, okay, I'm going to try something different. Since she came back with 22 tubes of it, I'm going to give it a shot. And, you know, it works. So thank you.
That's the thing that you always got to remember. You can't be brand specific when you keep on.
I can't be choosy, as my wife said. You can't be choicy, baby. Mm-hmm. You gotta try it. So I mean, I'm down with
when
it.
When it's free, you have to like it.
Yeah. You know what? I learned to like it, whether I liked it before or not. I learned to like it.
Mhm.
Definitely. So,
definitely.
What are you gonna talk to us this week about?
Well, considering Mother's Day is next Sunday, so for all of you men out there that forgot, here's your reminder. Sunday, Mother's Day.
Whew.
I figured that I would talk about a few money-saving tips, as usual.
I can use that, man. So Mother's Day, folks. Fellas, get your pens ready. Mother's Day, let's go, Charlotte. You got the floor. I'm out of the way.
All right. Well, Mother's Day is always an important holiday for that special, you know, lady in your life, whether it's your wife, your mom, a neighbor, whoever it might be. It's always important to recognize the women that have raised your kids or, you know, a kid around you. It's just an important day to just share, you know, how you feel, and that just makes us and me as a mom feel important just for a day. So, you know, with Mother's Day being such a big business, I did find, of course, I like to give you statistics. So most families spend an average of $150 on Mother's Day gifts. So that might not seem like a lot, but with, you know, all the other expenses around there, $150 might not be too easy to come by for everybody in their budget. So One of the things, obviously, that I like, and I'm sure most moms enjoy, are, like, homemade crafts. So I know some of you guys aren't very crafty, but if your kids are younger, then you can help enlist them and get them involved. There's tons of great craft ideas out there. But if your kids are older and you need some ideas or that kind of thing, I don't know if you guys have ever checked out Pinterest.com, but it's one of my new favorite addictions on the internet. But it has a ton of ideas for things, whether it's Mother's Day crafts, whether it's cooking, whether it's household stuff. I mean, you can basically search anything on that website. So it's free to do. Sign up. And it's got, I was just looking on there today for ideas for teacher appreciation that's coming up this week at our school. So there's just a lot of different ideas, and they give you, like, step-by-step on how to do whatever it is you're looking for. So check out Pinterest.com for some Mother's Day ideas. Another thing that I would say is to use your services that we talk about a lot, which is Groupon, Living Social, Piedmont Triad Perks. There's all kinds of those savings sites out now. So check those out. They have a lot of things on specials for moms right now. So there's a lot of florists, like FTD florists. You can get like half price gift certificates for flowers. Since I know a lot of you men out there like to get flowers. You know, there's spa deals, so you can check out your local city on those sites, and you can find different deals for spas, manicure, pedicure, that kind of thing. So really utilize those half-price deal sites, and, you know, that's another way for you to stretch your budget. Another thing is there's a lot of free and really cheap photo deals out there. So, like, I just recently posted about $1 8x10 writ picture enlargements on our website. You can get any pictures enlarged to an 8x10 for only $1. So those are some really good deals. You can put them in a frame. You can use it with the craft that you decide to make. You can do a photo book. There's a lot of photo book deals out there. And we try to post as many of those that we can find for you guys, too. So just keep checking our site, stretchingyourbudget.com, every day for different deals and ideas. And hopefully help save some money on Mother's Day.
I like that, because I always got to save a couple dollars. And, you know, but I could rob my kids' piggy bank and we can figure out how to get this thing popping. You know what I mean? We can get, you know, I got a bunch of kids. I get $2 a piece out of there. We got $10, man. We get a good gift with that. I don't care what nobody say. But anyway, let me
okay,
ask you
why
this. Oh, yeah, she's listening too, man. Oh, I feel bad now. But she knows better than that. Come on.
You're going to have to wow her. Go on Pinterest and find a cool craft that you can make and surprise her.
You know what? I got to do something, because anybody that can go shopping with $10 and come back with like 20 tubes of toothpaste and like 8,000 rolls of toilet paper and fill up the whole closet, you got to do something special. Mm-hmm. She saved a Mother's Day gift right there, you know?
That's right.
Charlotte, let me ask you, the 8x10, I missed that. Where can we do that, and what was the information on it?
It's on our website. You can just, when you're on the main page, you can either hit the previous page just to find the post, or you can go all the way down to the bottom right-hand side. You'll see a bunch of different words, but they're tags, and you can just click on photo deals, mm-hmm. and it'll take you to all the photo deals that I've posted. And you can click there.
Photo deals. See, folks, you see what I mean? She does it for you guys. She doesn't ever quit working. This is the workaholic here, and she's working for the better needs of you guys. She's doing everything she can do for you all. I mean, you know, you benefit from it too, and I do as well. So, you know, I can vouch for what you do, Charlotte, and, man, my heart goes out to you. I thank you so much, so much for what you do.
You're extremely welcome.
See, and she said you're welcome. After, and she's on the show on her birthday weekend right now, and her husband right now is pulling on her shirt like, we got to go watch a movie, hurry up. And she's like, I got to do this first. And, you know, so even though I
he's
can't
see he's actually putting the kids to bed for me right now. So
oh, my bad.
Really big thank you.
My bad. So shout out to Ben Holder, too, man. Shout out to the Charlotte, the stretchingyourbudget.com family and everybody out there at Triad Super Savers. Charlotte, you know the show. And you know, before we go to this commercial and bring on Dr. Wendy, you got to give a shout out, man. Come on. Come on now. Come on.
Oh, shout out, man. Can I shout out to myself since it's my birthday?
Shout out to Charlotte Holder, author of StretchingYourBudget.com and Triad Super Savers, the coupon lady, we like to call her. B.I.G., shout out to you and happy belated birthday to you from me and the whole team at KIRP Radio Show. Thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
You got it. That's Charlotte from StretchingYourBudget.com. Folks, don't forget, in just 2 minutes, right after this commercial, okay, maybe not 2 minutes. I got to stop lying to y'all. I do love you. I'm not lying because it's a habit. It's just a habit. I can't stop lying. Anyway, we're going to a commercial. We'll be right back with Dr. Wendy coming on the show. She's going to break down what you thought you knew, and what you think you know ain't what you think you know, and what you thought you knew is what she knows, because she's licensed to tell you what she knows. Anyway, if you couldn't follow that, just tune in next with us. KIRPRadioShow.com, 619-638-8559 is the number. We're also on iTunes, folks. Check us out. iTunes Podcast, KIRP1. Radio 2, show is 3, put it together, KIRP Radio Show. And if you can't get us on any of that, you can log on to the website, that's KIRPRadioShow.com, WMMG's home of the KIRP Radio Show. We are the number one in the southeastern United States. We'll be right back. KIRP Radio!
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
Wee! Wee, wee, wee! 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 Wee, wee, wee!
Maxwell!
Yeah?
You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All across America, the NFL and United Way are inspiring kids to get healthy and more active. Join the Play 60 movement. Pledge to Play 60 today at liveunited.org.
You know who it is without a doubt and hesitation. If money talks, I got my master's in communication. But I don't run it, I run it for 100. Ever since I was a young and been hungry, it's Paul Bunyan. You've been so fixed to plumbing, I'm a beast in the games you run it. And if this ain't what you call hip hop, it must be bungee jumping. East side on my arm, three stripes on my sneakers, and even if they slippers, they better be Adidas.
The one I 60,000 North Carolina families are affected by autism. One out of every 110 children born today will be diagnosed with autism. If you have any questions or need support, we can help. The Autism Society of North Carolina can be reached at 800-442-2762. Again, that's 800-442-2762. Remember, 60,000 North Carolina families are affected by autism, and one out of every 110 children born will be diagnosed with autism as well. If you need to reach them by the web, the address is www.autismsociety-nc.org. You can also reach them on Facebook, Twitter, and you can reach them on YouTube. Love somebody today. Welcome back, everybody. If you're listening to the show, you are B.I.G. in my book, baby. B.I.G., double B.I.G. Shout out to everybody out there at Hampton University. Also, got to give a shout out to my folks over here at, let's see, let me go down the list. I'm not going to mention Duke, even though you guys show so much love, but I got to mention United. I got to mention the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Shout out to all you folks, everybody out there at NCCU. Also, the people out there at Shaw University, shout out to you. Appreciate you, everybody out there at Fourth Union, and the list goes on. We'll be back to you beautiful folks here in just a second, but I'm bringing on the show somebody. Can we get the music to stop, please? Please. That's a little bit annoying. Thank you. Sorry, I'm just joking. Anyway, we're bringing somebody on the show, folks. This is the moment of clarity. I want everybody to take a deep breath. You guys, deep breath? You ready? Get your notebooks out because it's going to be a little bit educational. It's going to be a little bit fun. You might get pissed off. You know, we don't care. Anyway, the immaculate, the beautiful, the wonderful, the single, I think maybe still single. I'm going to ask her. But Dr. Wendy Walsh, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful, and I'm very happy to have you on the show. Yes, I am.
Thank you. And to answer your question, by the way, I don't say I'm single. I'm in a committed relationship with both of my children.
That's more than a relationship right there, man. Good God.
That's right.
Man, that's more than that's like more than a marriage. That is definitely a marriage to death do you part, for sure.
It's 24/7 with no pay.
Wow, no pay. That's what a lot of people are going through now. In addition to having kids, it's tough out here.
It is. It's tough in a lot of places. You know, we're just coming out of this recession, and people are really having to retool and figure out where they fit into the new economy.
You sure said that right. There's people. You know what? I've seen the increase of street vendors in the South because, you know, we never had a lot of people selling anything on the street for profession. You know, you normally found that in the bigger cities, you know, the L.A.,
right,
the New Yorks, Washington. But now I'm seeing more of that in the South, in the Southeast. So
it show the creativity of people when they got to survive, when people,
yeah,
have to eat? It's amazing. Like, remember the big snowstorms in New York and unemployed people were just showing up with shovels.
Yeah.
And just going, can I clear out your car? $50. And, you know, lawyers going, yeah, I got to get to a trial. Come on, quick.
You know what? That's what it's really all about. That's like the survival instinct that we naturally have that we can't afford to have people take away from us. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there today. Talking
about. We're talking about relationships, not our relationship with the economy.
Yes. The relationships. And you know what? I'm on social media all the time, and every time I turn around, Wendy, I'm seeing the relationship status changed from single to in a relationship to it's complicated to what in the world is all this all about? What's going on with people?
Well, you know, I wish I could send a private IM to Mark Zuckerberg because when he thought up relationship status, he wasn't actually giving an indication of whether somebody could have a healthy relationship or whether they're in a healthy relationship. It just basically says that they're willing to go public with who they are or not. So, you know, the truth is to have a healthy attachment involves more than posting something that says I'm in a relationship.
Absolutely. And it seems that people are using that. They're using this to define their relationship, too, you know, depending on what kind of mood they're in or if they just had an argument or you know, I'm seeing it. And it's every day with people. And I think people are obsessed with this.
Yeah, I worry about the opposite. There's too many people refusing to post that they're in a relationship with someone that they are because they don't want to limit their opportunities for others. And it shows that just lack of commitment, so this lack of wanting to really understand that you got to understand, if you have a trusting, secure attachment to another human, mm-hmm, your brain gets to relax and not have any anxiety. And in that time of relaxation, you can actually be more creative, more, mm-hmm, entrepreneurial, more ambitious. You can get a whole lot more done. But when you're so bouncing around between attachment and anxiety, is she, isn't he, does she, doesn't he, then you're actually not getting much else done in your life.
Ooh, that's crushing to somebody out there. Somebody just got their feelings hurt. I know you did. Too bad. Dr. Wendy's on the air with us, folks. 619-638-8559 if you just want to listen. Dr. Walsh, or Wendy, you know what? I'm going to call you Wendy. Is that okay?
You can call me whatever you like.
Oh, okay. Let me.
As long as it's in you know, in the dictionary. And not the Urban Dictionary.
I love it. See, this is why I had to have you on the show, because you speak your mind, and I love that, man. I've seen you on so many different programs, and I'm like, who is that? I never catch it when they're saying who you are, or in between places, or maybe I'm in the airport and I can't hear you.
I get in trouble sometimes. I have to remind myself when I'm on actual broadcast television and it's live,
yeah.
When I'm on something taped, and when I'm on something like internet radio. Can we say anything we want in internet radio?
Anything you want. They edit us before the airs.
Good. Okay. So, sometimes, I just have troubles.
It's a good trouble, though, because, people need the raw truth, man. You know, we get too much watered down this and watered down that as it is. And you know what? Majority of the times when we say things fresh on our minds, it's the truth. It's when we have to go back and retract it and go, hey, you know what? What I really meant was, so.
Yeah.
I like what you do, and I appreciate it. So you keep running your mouth and doing what you do, girl.
Thanks.
Let me ask you something. I want to start this with teenagers, because, we talk about social media, and, we have a good time about it, and we laugh and we joke. But there's a real something going on with teens and the internet in general. It's like they have their own train of thought. They don't play by any rules whatsoever. Some do, but majority don't. They say what they want to say, but it's different when you meet them in person versus what you see on their Facebook pages and the Twitters.
Yeah, I've never actually got into an argument with anybody if I'm face-to-face or even on the telephone, but I've gotten in a lot of conflicts just
mm-hmm.
texting and emailing. Because people just, their infantile impulses will just say what they want. And it's also so easy to be misread, because you're missing all the other ways that the human beings pick up information. So if you and I were in the same room together, believe it or not, we'd be very quickly on another level reading each other's body language.
Mm.
We'd be smelling each other's pheromones for signs of stress or attraction. We would be paying attention to eye contact.
Yeah.
We would listen very closely to vocal tone. So when you're reading someone's text, it's like listening to your favorite band without the drummer or the lead singer. You're missing it, right?
It is. It's true, though. It's so empty. You're getting what you're using your emotion to read off their message, and they don't match.
Exactly. It's not a good way. And then the other problem with social media is that now studies have shown, by the way, despite all the fears that people have, is that most young people, teens and college students, most of the people on their Facebook and Twitter pages are all real world friends. So they are having real world connections. It's just another way to support those connections. So it's not like they're running around having a million relationships with strangers online.
Mm-hmm.
But they are having what I call pretend relationships that have emotional responses, but is not paying off with all the attachment behaviors. The attachment behaviors being, sight and sound and touch and all the things you need to do to attach to another human.
Wow. And that's so very important, too, that you can have that kind of interaction, because, something I talk about a lot on this show is boxes. We all have our boxes, and, we're in our home box, and we get in our car box, and we go to our one particular place and our work box. And then when someone new comes in that box, we don't know how to interact with them. And a lot of that, I feel like, is coming from being on the computer so much versus actually going out and meeting folks. Not that there's anything wrong with interacting via the computer, but, it takes away that sense of real world view, that real touch that people should have when they meet face to face.
It's reducing people's emotional intimacy skills. It's taking away their ability to learn emotional intimacy, and that's the main thing. But having said that, I have a very big social networking world, very few strangers, mostly people I know, but I use it to supplement the real world relationships I have. And by the way, despite the fact that people can have 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 friends online, the truth is, in the history of human beings, our brain can't even handle memories of more than 200 in our circle.
Wow,
so
are you serious?
Everyone has a circle of about 200 people, depending on your age, of course, the younger they are. I got a 13-year-old who's got 200 friends on Twitter, and they're all her people she knows.
Yeah.
So it has to do with your past employers and employees and coworkers. It has to do with past schoolmates. It has to do with current friendships. It has to do with family and extended family. And if you add that up, on average, everyone's got about 200 people in their real world.
Wow.
They know, they recognize, if they saw on the street, they say hello to.
You know, I often wonder, and that's, it's funny you say that, because I look at my friends list sometimes, and you know, like you say, there's a lot of people that, you know, being in entertainment, I've met a lot of people once. And then, you know, they send the friends request, and you're like, ah, I kind of remember the face, not really. And then they send you a message, and God knows, that's horrible, because now you're trying to remember that person. And finally, I just go, hey, who are you? And how do I know you? No, you know, no offense, but I look at that list, and I wonder, you know, do people really have, or do they really interact with more or everybody on their friends list? I mean, I know it's impossible to
do
everyone, you know?
I have like 10,000 people. Of course not. I mean, I know the handful of people who are, I mean, there are literally a handful of people who I've never met in the real world who respond 100% of the time when I post something. So I know those names, but I don't know the people. You know, I really don't.
Wow.
So they can't. That's why I always laugh with people get in fights on Facebook. You'll see on their comments, I'll post something and the two of them are arguing it out. I'm like, you guys don't even know each other. It's not even that important. And I step in like a strong mother and go, okay, boys, if I see any more arguing on my Facebook page, you're both being defriended now. So then they, you know, they usually send me an apology private message with the words, but the guy was a jerk, don't you think?
Wow.
Like,
and
how
that happens.
You argue with a stranger?
You know what? It happens all the time, though. I find myself defending my stance on you know, political things too often. Uh-huh. And I know better, mm-hmm. but, you know, you find yourself defending stance with people who really don't, no disrespect, you know, to any of my followers out there. I love you guys. B.I.G. in my book. But a lot of people don't really know what's going on in whole. So, you know, you find yourself defending yourself and
so
fighting.
So now you know
that
your hot spot, your tender spot in life are uninformed people. Okay, so now you know when uninformed people come around, you don't have to get defensive. Because, by the way, the more you believe in yourself and the more you believe your ideas, the less you have to defend them. Because you're like, you're kind of like, whatever.
True.
You'll get it.
That's therapy for me. I need to be laying on the couch because I just got some therapy, baby. Somebody else did too.
Exactly. Why don't you lie down? So let's hear about your childhood.
You know what? I was a troubled child. No, let me stop. I wasn't a troubled child. I had a good childhood. I was just a little too grown. Anyway, we're not talking about me, folks. 619-638-8559. We're on the air with Dr. Wendy. I can't even talk now. You just messed me up with that one. Listen, let me ask you something about sex and teenagers, because, you know, in this first segment, I really wanted to get I wanted the listeners to get a gist of what's going on with their teens today. I've seen so many people. And I've talked to so many people, and they don't have a clue what their kids are doing in the social media land, and they definitely don't know what's going on in the real world. When I look at clothes, I just want to go to dressing for a second. Is there such thing as dressing too sexy?
Absolutely. Right now we're living in a culture where a lot of young women are using short-term mating strategies for long-term goals, and it doesn't work. So short-term mating strategies basically are advertising the fact that you're a sexual object and not a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And it can happen at any age. I see women in their 50s doing it, and I just want to go and wrap a towel around them and put them in the closet. And that's enough. But the problem is that right now we live in such a highly sexualized culture, and people are seeing so many sexual images in our media. They're seeing Snooki in a hot tub. They're seeing, you know, they came off the Sex and the City generation, and they think frequent sex is important to their health, which is not. It can be more damaging than anything.
Absolutely.
And they're also separating out sex from having emotional connections. And I would love to talk about how, in particular, there is an illusion. And I just want to stop to do a tiny mini commercial. The reason why I'm about to spout a lot of interesting statistics is because I'm right in the middle of writing a book that comes out on Valentine's Day called The 30-Day Love Detox. And what it is, it's sort of the hangover of the Sex and the City generation, how we haven't gotten all this addiction to dating that we have certainly has not gotten us closer to having better or more healthy long-term relationships or choosing better mates. And what's unique about the book is it's a prescription for slow love, but it doesn't come from political conservatism or faith-based. It comes from hard research coming out of universities, hard sociological research about how the pace of a sexual relationship can affect your long-term relationship down the road.
Really? Wow, so, now that's interesting there.
Here's what, okay, so you ready for this?
I am.
If you have sex within 30 days of meeting somebody, you have a 90% chance of breaking up.
Whoa.
Okay? Now, if you only wait 31 days,
yeah.
1 year later, you have a 1 in 4 chance you'll still be with that person.
Wow.
This is huge.
I'm right.
Because the skills that it takes to have a short-term relationship are very different from the skills that you need for a long-term relationship. What do you need for a short-term relationship? You need to look hot, you need to be fun, you need to be available, and you need to be flexible, right?
Oh, I like that.
For a
yeah.
long-term relationship, you need to have empathy, compassion, good communication skills, and conflict resolution skills. Well, while you're busy knocking boots and going crazy, you don't have time to build the second set of skills you're going to need.
That's right.
So the Jeez. Longer you can, because it's such, sex is such a psychologically and physiologically overwhelming experience for our bodies that we can't grow both at once. You can't grow emotional intimacy and physical intimacy at the same time.
Wow.
So, in fact, I also interviewed for my book, I interviewed so many people as well as, of course, researchers pulling these stats out of great studies.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed this group that I stumbled on that I'm calling postmodern virgins. Despite what you think about this hookup culture that you're hearing, a full 25%, 1 in 4 college students are virgins. And most of them are actually not religious-based. They're
really?
More concerned with fears of an STD,
mm-hmm.
fears of getting pregnant or getting mm-hmm. someone pregnant that could waylay their education and their career plans. Those are the number one reasons why people are choosing postmodern virginity. And the other reason is, you know, we live in this, I call it a high-supply sexual economy. And plenty of people have realized that it's a lose-lose, and they're stepping out of it just until they can get their own personal goals accomplished.
Wow. Now these are people whom have not had sex at all before.
Correct. 25% of college students.
Wow. That's a big number, too.
I interviewed married women who are mothers.
Yeah.
Who waited until their wedding night, and some of them were 29 years old. And just so you don't think I'm talking stereotypes, these were not religious zealots homeschooled living in a cabin in the woods who have checked out from our culture. These are Wall Street investment bankers. These are Harvard-educated women. These are very smart, effective feminists who said, I'm checking out until I can find the right one. And if he's the right one, he will wait because it'll be that valuable.
See, I wondered if the same rule applied to the – I've been hearing the talk of, and I don't know the correct term for it, but I would say people whom have had sex before, what we call renewed virgins, I guess, people who
they're
not
have now they're abstaining. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly okay. I mean, people can choose to have sex or not have sex, drop in or drop out at any point in their life. But what you should know is this. Okay. On the man side, the more sexual partners a man has had, the more he will perceive diminished attractiveness in each new sexual conquest.
Mm.
So that means the more sex and the more partners he has, the more he's looking for something that doesn't exist and he continues to get deeply disappointed.
Whoa. So in essence, then, the less you, ladies, I don't know, and I'm just asking, but the less he gets from her, the better off
yeah.
he is? Oh, my God, fellas.
You have to understand, there's a big difference between you know, some old-fashioned notion of withholding sex in order to manipulate a man.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is something very, very different. What's happened is since old courtship mating rituals have gone by the wayside. In fact, I interviewed so many women for this book, and I more than a few women who are as old as 25 who have been having sex for 10 years said to me, I've never actually been on a date. Like in 10 years of
That's
hooking
ridiculous.
Up with guys, yes, they had never received a phone call, been invited to an event, had someone drive, make the plan, and pay the check.
Oh, my God.
I know. But that's what's going on. So what happened is as we're getting rid of old-fashioned courting rituals, because so many young women feel that, I don't know, it's they're feminist and they feel like it's old-fashioned and it's traditional and they feel somehow devalued if a man treats them in a certain way. Fine. That's okay. There's plenty of reasons to get rid of those old rituals. But we haven't replaced them with new rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And when we throw away the old rituals, what we're really throwing away is the opportunity that women had to try to figure out a man's intentions. So in the old way, in the old system, if a man waited longer, spent a lot of time and a lot of money and invested all that in a woman, it showed a woman that he was serious. He was
yeah.
there for the long haul. But if all anyone has to do is buy a woman a drink now to get sex, how is a woman going to be able to tell the players from the non-players?
Ooh. There's a lot of women out there right now going, well, I don't give it to him when he buy me a drink. But you know what? It's funny when people say things like that. But ultimately, that's what happens. Ultimately, that's what happens, because there's not a lot of time spent getting to know that person. And, you know, it just ends up being, hey, how you doing? Let's exchange phone numbers. I'll see you the next time. See you again. And before you know it, wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. And sadly enough to say, most guys will see you later after that.
You want to hear something disturbing? More than 50% of college women believe that a hookup is a stepping stone to a relationship.
What?
Not one guy believes that, right? Don't you agree with me?
No. There's no way they believe. Come on. Really? In 2012?
It's like being nice to a guy and giving him what he likes, and since everybody can be free to have sex now, that there's a chance they'll have a relationship. And then they end up crying when he doesn't call and doesn't send them flowers. And here's this other little problem. Men and women are biologically different. I don't know if you noticed that. Did you notice we're biologically different?
Oh, yeah.
One of the things you can't see is that this pesky hormone called oxytocin. Oxytocin is the female bonding hormone, and it is produced in huge, massive amounts during two important times of a woman's life. Mm-hmm. The most important time, of course, is during breastfeeding, to help create that healthy bond with her baby, so she has this warm, pleasurable feeling when she nurses her child. The other time it's excreted in pretty large doses is during female orgasm. So plenty of women who psychologically say this is just sports sex end up getting bonded and get sad that he doesn't call.
Mm. Well, what about the men, though? There's got to be some – I don't know about oxytocin in men, but they have to have some sort of bond to that as well.
Here's what you should know. Of course, plenty of amazingly great men are not cheaters, want to have great bonds and a good long-term secure attachment with a woman. And the majority of men, I would say that. The problem is we're living in this high-supply sexual culture where if sex is free and easy, even the good guys will be happy to take it. So as a result, they're looking to women to create boundaries for them. I have interviewed more and more men saying, I wish I could find a quality woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's a quality woman? Are you a quality man? But it never occurs to them that they can control themselves. They're just expecting some quality woman, my finger's making those quotation marks, some quality woman to help slow them down.
Wow.
It's really bizarre.
It is bizarre because it should be equal. It should be something you want to do.
Of course it could. But here's why it's not equal. Because sex is a high-risk hobby for women.
Yeah.
And it's not as high risk for men. And the reason why, of course, we know there's potential for pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Women have a much higher chance of getting an STD than men do.
Mm-hmm.
Women, of course, risk having a broken heart because they could suddenly bond with this guy through sex, and he's not having the same bonding experience necessarily. He might be. But men don't fall in love through sex. They fall in love because they trust the woman, that a woman is going to have their back.
I know some that do. They don't know no better. Telling you.
No, they're in infatuation. No, that's different. That's sexual hormones. That's infatuation. They don't say, this is my wife, I'm going to marry her, I'm going to have three kids, we're going to build a life together because she was great in bed.
Mm.
They say she's great and she's hot and this is a great girlfriend. But it takes time, and once they feel that a woman, that we can really trust a woman and she's really got their back and it's a safe place for them to open up emotionally, then they start to fall in love.
You know what that says to me? That says to me that men are, in large part, horrible in bed, Dr. Wendy. That's what that says to me, apparently.
You think they're horrible in bed? Why?
I'm saying, I don't know, but I'm just saying, if women can fall in love with men like that, and I know it's because of oxytocin, and I get that, but you hear so much about men being bad in bed versus... You don't hear guys talking about women being bad in bed for the most part.
Well, that's because it's not politically correct. They talk about it with their guy friends, but it doesn't end up on TV. But talk show hosts will talk about men being bad in bed because right now we're in a strange environment where women are so unhappy with this high supply sexual culture. So rather, and they feel that it's somehow unliberated and unfeminist to say, he won't marry me or he won't commit. They don't say that. So instead they say, he doesn't stay hard long enough, he doesn't go long enough, and so they're complaining about, they're using a male model of everything is what's happening. is that when women adopted originally, when women began to gain some freedom in all kinds of areas of life, they, not having had that freedom in a very long time, although we used to be very free before the Industrial Revolution in our hunter-gatherer days, but you'll hear about that later, but women adopted a male model of everything. But the one mistake they made is adopting a male model of sexuality, because women's sexuality is so different from men's.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a miseducation of it, though.
Yeah, not every woman. I mean, there are some women who literally can act like a man. They can totally have sex, get no emotional bond from it, not connect. You know, they have maybe an emotionally avoidant attachment style. Not every woman. But for the most part, women's sexuality is very, very different from men.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I can go with that. On the air with Dr. Wendy Walsh, baby. If you're on Twitter, folks, you can add her at Dr. Wendy Walsh, one word. Put it all together. She's on Twitter. Hit her up. And she also has a website. What's your website, Dr. Wendy? Let them know.
DrWendyWalsh.com.
There it is, DrWendyWalsh.com, folks. We got to go to a commercial, Wendy, and we'll be right back here in just a sec. But before we go, I want to play this commercial. And then when we come back, I just want to get your take on it. It was about children and it's okay to have sex or something like that. I don't know. One of the producers added this, and they just wanted me to ask you about it. Yeah.
Sounds confusing. I'll hear the real question after the commercial.
It is confusing, and you know what? We don't have it. So we got to go to commercial, and we'll be right back here in just a second. We're on the air with Dr. Wendy Walsh, folks. Hit us up, 619-638-8559. That's the number. We are moving on up. We'll be right back.
Moving on up to the east side.
I believe you can tell a lot about our governor and lieutenant governor by the way they lead our state. We have great challenges facing us and need strong, courageous, visionary leadership to see us through. I'm Dan Forrest, conservative candidate for North Carolina lieutenant governor. As an architect, senior partner, and office president of the state's largest design firm, I was accustomed to solving complex problems for my clients. Architects are creative problem solvers, and that's what we need more of in Raleigh. And we need more business leaders, not more politicians. Over the past 10 months, I've visited the majority of the counties in North Carolina multiple times. I've traveled over 80,000 miles, listened to thousands of North Carolinians share their solutions to the challenges we face. Did you know North Carolina ranks 41st in the nation in K-12 education, 36th in graduation rate, 43rd in unemployment, 38th in business tax climate, 42nd in illegal immigration? This is just not acceptable. I believe it's time to look at the failed policies of our current governor and lieutenant governor and demand real leadership for North Carolina. As your next lieutenant governor, I will tackle these issues head on and provide the strong, courageous, visionary leadership needed to lead our state through these challenging times. Over the next few months, I'll be sharing solutions to these challenges, and I hope you will take the time to share them with your friends and family and give me your feedback. I believe we can turn America around. And I believe we should start right here in North Carolina. I'm Dan Forrest, conservative candidate for North Carolina Lieutenant Governor, and I ask for your support.
Run, Forrest, run!
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-1000. 4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
Hesitation. If money talks, I got my masters in communication. But I don't run it, I ran it for 100. Ever since I was a youngin', been hungry, it's Paul Bunyan. You been so fixed to plumbing, I'm a beast in the game, you lunging. And if this ain't what you call hip hop, it must be bungee jumping. East side on my arm, three stripes on my sneakers. And even if they slippers, they better be Adidas.
Everybody, welcome back to the KIRP Radio Show. I'm your host, Pudgy, and you guys know where you are, man. Every Sunday, same time, same place. You guys know, 8 p.m., we get it in. If you're listening on the phone, and sometimes, I don't know, maybe you lose your connection because you got a bad phone line or you hit a dead zone or whatever, hit us up on the web, KIRPRadioShow.com. We're also on Twitter for all your comments, questions, concerns, your gripes, whatever. Most of you guys don't like me, but you listen to me anyway. Hit us up on Twitter, @KIRPRadioShow. And our special guest, make sure you add her, folks. She is absolutely awesome. Dr. Wendy Walsh, @DrWendyWalsh on Twitter. Hit her up, let her know. Also on the website, it's www.DrWendyWalsh.com. Hit her up on there and let her know that you appreciate her coming on the KIRP Radio Show with you guys. And this is how we do. You guys are B-I-G in my book, and we are back with Dr. Wendy. And Wendy, you know what? I saw some of your clips from, I don't know what it was from. I think I watched everything, but definitely on your YouTube. Check out the YouTube too, folks. Dr. Wendy Walsh. You know, monogamous relationships. It seems
you had a hard
be,
time even saying that.
Yeah, you know what? I did. I swear I did. And see, I think that relationships are based on common ground and the love and respect for another person. But, you know, when you start talking about monogamy, people have all these standards. So what's your take on monogamy, and is it even possible?
It's absolutely possible. Our species would not have evolved and not be where we are today if we didn't have male providers and protectors who were there being monogamous and taking care of their offspring. I don't know if you know, but human babies take a lot longer to raise than any other animal in the kingdom. So most other animals pop out of their mom and they're running with the herd within 3 hours. But humans have a 3 to 5 year in arms, in stroller phase where they need to be attended to 24 hours a day. And one human being cannot do that.
Right.
So, and most men are monogamous. Despite what the media tells you, despite what anybody else tells you, the majority of men are monogamous. There is a small section of absolute cheaters and promiscuous players, and those were probably, you know, either they have their own psychological issues from this life, or way back in their hunter-gatherer past, they were the hunters that ventured off to the other encampments to spread their seeds. But believe me, if every hunter had left to go spread his seed, we would not have survived.
A round of applause. We need a round of applause for that one. Yeah. You know what? The media definitely paints that the men are, you know, it's media and it's movies and it's music. None of this is any good for the relationship today. It seems like it's all either overly sexed or, you know, it's bad mouthing the traditional family or just men in the household in general. You know, it seems like the media diminishes the male role in the family structure. So, you know, me asking you as an expert, what is the traditional family like today in 2012, and how important is it to have one?
Well, here's the thing. You know, the kind of traditional family that I think you're referring to, where there's one female and one heterosexual male, and they're living in the house with the offspring that have a biological connection to them, is actually sort of a rare, weird, modern invention. Back in our hunter-gatherer past, there were plenty of couples, but humans lived in family groups, multi-generational family groups of closer to 30 people. And they all helped. They were all alloparents, nieces, aunties, sisters, cousins, teenagers. So that is more normal than to have one woman alone in the suburbs with three screaming kids and some guy gone off at the office or a job somewhere. That's a prescription for insanity for a mother. But that's why plenty of women take antidepressants, I think.
Wow.
But before we, you know, now we're seeing this age of transition where women are finally able to really extract resources from the environment again, like they did in their hunter-gatherer past. But sadly, when women gain power in a culture, sex rises in supply in a culture. When sex rises in supply, and it rises in supply because women are like, I don't need you to marry me. I can just enjoy my sex with whoever I want, whenever I want, right? So if they start to just plain old enjoy their sexuality for fun and sex rises in supply in the culture, what happens is men start to commit less. You know, we used to say, why should he buy the cow if he's getting the milk for free?
Mm-hmm.
Now I say, why should he buy the cow when he can text in a herd any night of the week?
Right? Whoa, a herd?
Hard.
Is that where we are today?
Yeah, but not only, here's the other bad part. Not only are men less likely to commit, and that's why they're being bashed and in this crazy identity crisis because they're not like king of the household anymore, but they're also, they lose ambition and start to make less money. Because guess what? When men are being sexually satisfied, they get really lazy. I'm not joking.
Really?
Because part of the reason historically why men competed for resources was so they could have access to more women or higher status women. But again, now they can sit in their mom's basement until they're 30, and
wow,
they can just be playing an Xbox and asking girls to text them a naked picture.
Jeez, that's a sad life, you know?
Yeah.
That's a sad life, but you know what? I can't say that I don't see that more today. I got to be honest. And it seems that most men, and now I'm even seeing more females in the ages of, you know, upper 20s to 30s and even more at home and not committed and just kind of doing their thing.
Well, and the other thing is that women are really taking giant risks with their fertility window, because although the belief system is out there that women and men can have exact, and by the way, my message is not popular. I teach at universities where I watch girls walk out the back door while I'm talking because they do not want to hear this.
Really?
But the truth is, although they believe that they can have the exact same sexuality as men, the bottom line is we have a finish line and they don't. Our clock stops ticking and that's it. A guy can wait till he's 40, he can find a 27-year-old girlfriend and get married and be fine. At 35, the fertility problems start for women. And the other piece is there's this, you know, women have been fed a false bill of goods about medical fertility. The belief system is, oh, well, if I don't make my window at 35, I can buy a baby because there's so much advances in medicine.
Yeah.
But the advances are not that great. And in fact, 1 in 5 American women who want to have children are not having children. 20% don't get to be mothers because their fertility window closed before they settled into a nice cozy guy chair, a nice guy chair, and settle down for the long haul.
Wow. So how do you, if you're a young woman today, okay, let's say you're 21, you know, you're in college, you got plans on graduating, and now you want to find that special someone so, you know, you can start your family. I don't know what the format is anymore, but let's take that for granted and say that's the route that girls want to go. How do you find the right mate when most of these guys today are either slow to commit or not commit worthy?
Okay, and there are some that will commit, but you have to find them, that minority. Let me tell you this, is there's a difference in social class. In the lower classes, parenthood has been totally separated out from marriage. They're two different things. Parenthood's like a rite of passage, and marriage is some luxury good when you make enough money to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that, and now what's happening is the middle class is starting to behave more like the lower classes in that way. So I would say the important thing for a woman to do is slow down everything. Get your education first. The education is paramount. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Having a baby stalls everything else. And then when it comes to individual relationships, be unafraid, in no matter how they pressure you, be unafraid to slow down the process so that whoever you meet, who you like and who you're attracted to, you and he can develop the relationship skills that you're going to need to hold together after the sexual chemistry dies down.
That's very important right there, because it will die down. You know, shout out to my – I love you, baby. I love you. It don't die down that much in my house. We're doing okay. We got a bunch of kids running around here, and we're still doing good.
It's different, but it's different. You know, what happens is, you know, love begins as this crazy infatuation that's fueled by sexual hormones, and then it gives way to an intellectual decision, love. You know, at the beginning when you're in that hormone phase – he or she could do no wrong. They are perfect. You found the perfect person, and you really believe it. You don't even see their bad faults.
Yeah.
And then when their you know, bad faults show up, you start to go, whoa, what did I get into? What did I sign up for here? And that's when you stop and go, no, the positives still outweigh the negatives, and I'm going to make an intellectual decision to love this person. Then eventually that matures into what I call mature companionship love, where the sex is far less important. In fact, studies have been shown that the shorter time that couples have been together, the more they kiss and hug and hold hands at the airport when they're separating. But the longer couples have been together, they're so secure in their relationship, they don't need to cling on, because they know that each other will be there for them.
Clingy,
and that's
fellas.
That's a good feeling.
The clingy, fellas. I told you, it's not normal for guys to be so clingy. Go out, have a good time.
Very important at the beginning of a relationship. You need all that. You need the touch, the talk, and the eye contact very intensely, or else you're like two roommates living together having an emotionally avoidant relationship. You need all those bonding behaviors at the beginning, but once you get into the long haul, I mean, are you running up holding your wife's hand when you're in the grocery store? No, you're getting your food, right? You're getting it done.
Yeah.
But, you know, for young couples, well, you'll see them in the beer aisle in the grocery store holding hands. I'm like, you're here to buy your beer. Do we really need a public display of affection at this moment? But they do. They're bonding.
Oh, man. I see that sometimes, but not as often as I used to. It's normally the extreme younger crowd that scares me, that does all this stuff. The kids that shouldn't be, the 12, 13, 14-year-olds that are doing this, and I'm just going, ugh. You know, where are your parents? But it seems like the parents are allowing it in a lot of cases. But, you know, I won't go back to the teenagers. I do want to ask you this, though. Does religion play a part anywhere today in today's society?
Absolutely. Studies are very clear that the more someone has a religious faith, the more likely they are to be monogamous. Because by the way, the higher the intelligence, the more likely they are to be monogamous. Because what is monogamy? It's an intellectual decision to rise above your animal self, right? So whether
absolutely.
You believe it's a moral reasoning because God said it, or whether you believe this is a good choice because my offspring will survive better, my house will stay together, kids, you know, despite the fact that, get this statistic, for the last 10 years, 40% of American children have been born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Yet, statistics still show, and I'm a single mother, so I walk the walk and I know how hard it is, that children out of a single-parent household just do not do as well. They're at higher risk for negative behaviors like drug use, early sexual activity. They have poorer grades. It's not a good thing, necessarily. Or, like me, if you are a single parent, you have to do nothing else but parent, because you have to do the parenting of two people.
Yeah. It's so hard, though. I mean, it's hard with two people. You know, more or less when you're just alone, you know, well, not alone, or by yourself in the household as the parent, and, you know, you got work going on, you got to pay the bills, and then you have the errands. I mean, it's an all-day, nonstop process. So it's so hard to, you know, to accomplish all the goals that you would like to accomplish and, you know, to meet every deadline that you have to meet to be a parent. So, you know, I my heart goes out to you, because I know how hard it is now with help. I couldn't imagine doing it by myself.
I hate to get on the soapbox, but 14 million single mothers are raising 1 in 4 American children. And you want to know this? 1/3 of American kids do not live with their father. And I'm sorry, 1/4 of them do not live with their father. And of those, 1/3 haven't seen their father in a year.
Jesus. I'm familiar with those.
Guys have to step up. Really step up and chase your genes down, even if you've got to deal with an angry woman to get to your genes. Those are your genes. That's your offspring. And no matter what, your distance is impacting them, your closeness will be impacting them. But you've got to step up and find a way back in the door.
I love that message right there. That is the, if you guys didn't get anything from tonight, that is the message right there, especially to my men. Wendy, I started an organization called I Love Being a Black Father. And I absolutely thought it was necessary. You know, I got a lot of flack from that being a conservative because, oh, you got to take the race out of it and it's not a race. I'm like, listen, hold up for a second. I'm a black man and I can tell someone what it's like to be a single black father or a black father not in the household, having a child outside of my household. I can't relate to anyone else. Now, if we happen to have some common ground, fine, so be it. It's all positive. Let's work through it. Let's do it. But there is a need. I mean, look at the statistics. Let's not be naive here. Let's look at the statistics in black households with single parents. You know what I'm saying? With
you know fathers. What? I hate to say it, but race and class is a factor.
It is.
The sad fact is that 70% of black women are unmarried.
Absolutely.
70%. And that's because, you know, one third of their men are in jail, incarcerated. Another third are somehow below them because black women have achieved so much in education,
mm-hmm.
and they're starting to look at sort of their, you know, the guy they grew up with in their neighborhood who's a mechanic at the local shop, and this woman's got a law degree, and she's afraid to go backwards and step down to marry that man. And then another chunk of black men are marrying white women.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, there are these black women who are struggling, and they're raising families, and the statistics, there's a great book, and I think it's written by a UC Davis professor about this. He's African-American, and he basically says for black women to find a solution to this, they've got to be unafraid to step outside of their race to create multiracial families.
Yeah, I've read part of that. That was amazing, too. I read some excerpts from that book. It seems amazing. I haven't read the whole book. And I agree with you. I mean, listen, we got to stop being scared to address the issue, you know, and stop talking over top of the issue. And that's another reason why we invited you. That's why I couldn't wait to have you on the show, because you speak on the issues, Wendy. You don't go around them. You hit them dead on, right on target. And that's so needed today, because everything is sprinkled with sugar and flowers, and it's so beautiful, and people are scared to be direct about problems. So how can you come up with a real solution if you can't direct the problem, you know?
That's right. That's right. And also, I'm living it. You know, I'm a single mother. I'm in a multiracial family.
Yeah.
And I, you know, have my own life experiences that make me do the research and go, why is this happening? Is it just me? Am I making poor decisions? Or is there something going on in our culture that's just not right? And so many people place, I'm a big believer in individual responsibility, but sometimes people just don't have the choices.
Yeah.
You know, the culture, for instance, these young people that are having sex too early, we're implanting them in a highly sexualized culture where there are naked girls on Victoria's Secret ads going by on bus, Abercrombie stores where there are naked men in the windows, and then we're telling girls, don't get early puberty, but you're being exposed to sexual images everywhere around you, and your pituitary gland is firing up, and maybe you're getting early puberty because of that.
So
we're putting people in cultures and societies and then saying, now you need to have personal responsibility. You know, it's like putting a hungry person in a supermarket and saying, now morally, don't steal.
Don't eat too much.
That's right. Don't steal. You don't have any money. So that's why we have to understand that personal choices are limited by what the culture will provide you.
Wow, I love that. That's another jewel for you guys, too. We don't have a jewel sound. We need a diamond sound. Wendy, listen. Uh-oh, I lost you a little bit.
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know you got a role, and you know, it's Sunday night, and I know there's things to do.
I got to take my kids to the Avengers is what I got to do.
Oh, the Avengers, you know what?
One of them cleaned their room for it, and the other one did all her homework for the week. So I can't get out of this. I got to go to the Avengers tonight.
If my kids were listening to this show, they would know. See, I know I'm on the right track, because that's what I told the kids. If you guys do all your chores this week without me having to tell you or fuss about it, we're going to see the Avengers on Friday or Saturday, so bingo, I love it. That's a beautiful thing. Shout out to your kids, man. That's B.I.G. right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Shout out to you too, Dr. Wendy. That's huge. I just got one last question before we go, and this is solely about you, your book. I just want to give you a chance to promote and definitely give you a shout out. But the 30-Day Love Detox coming out.
Out on Valentine's Day. So you're going to call me in the new year, and then we're going to do this radio show again all about the 30-Day Love Detox, okay?
Absolutely.
Comes out in January. it's a prescription for slow love based on social science and statistics.
Mm.
And it's the hangover of the Sex and the City generation is what it is.
Yeah, I got to get my copy of that. I want to read
that.
Right. That sounds interesting.
I think every parent should get it for their teenagers, boys or girls, and every young college woman or young career woman should definitely read it.
Love it. Beautiful. Thanks, Dr. Wendy Walsh.
Thank
we appreciate
you. Have a good Sunday.
On. Bingo. You too, and we'll catch you next time.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right, you too. Goodbye. So that was Dr. Wendy Walsh, folks. You know, there's so much I can say about her. She's absolutely wonderful. A beautiful person. Always has a word for you guys. We'll be right back. We got to go to a commercial. We'll be right back to close the show. You're rocking with the KIRP radio show, the number one black conservative show, Southeastern United States, baby. And we do it our way. Independent style. That's how we do it. Independent style. You're rocking with me. We'll be right back. For all your trucking needs, make sure you contact Allen's Trucking LLC. That's Allen's Trucking LLC, owner Brian Allen and BA Welding Incorporated. For all your trucking or your welding needs or transportation needs across the country, make sure you contact Allen's Trucking LLC out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Their number is 919-426-5455. Again, 919-426-5455. If you have transportation needs and you need to get your equipment there on time, make sure you contact Allen's Trucking LLC.
Hesitation. If money talks, I got my master's in communication. But I don't punt it, I run it for 100. Ever since I was a youngin', been hungry, it's Paul Bunyan. You been so fixed to plumbing, I'm a beast in the game, you lunging. And if this ain't what you call hip-hop, it must be bungee jumping. East side on my arm, three stripes on my sneakers. And even if they slippers, they better be Adidas.
The one I 60,000 North Carolina families are affected by autism. One out of every 110 children born today will be diagnosed with autism. If you have any questions or need support, we can help. The Autism Society of North Carolina can be reached at 800-442-2762. Again, that's 800-442-2762. Remember, 60,000 North Carolina families are affected by autism, and one out of every 110 children born will be diagnosed with autism as well. If you need to reach them by the web, the address is www.autismsociety-nc.org. You can also reach them on Facebook, Twitter, and you can reach them on YouTube. Love somebody today.
I believe you can tell a lot about our governor and lieutenant governor by the way they lead our state. We have great challenges facing us and need strong, courageous, visionary leadership to see us through. I'm Dan Forrest, conservative candidate for North Carolina lieutenant governor. As an architect, senior partner, and office president of the state's largest design firm, I was accustomed to solving complex problems for my clients. Architects are creative problem solvers, and that's what we need more of in Raleigh. And we need more business leaders, not more politicians. Over the past 10 months, I've visited the majority of the counties in North Carolina multiple times. I've traveled over 80,000 miles, listened to thousands of North Carolinians share their solutions to the challenges we face. Did you know North Carolina ranks 41st in the nation in K-12 education, 36th in graduation rate, 43rd in unemployment, 38th in business tax climate, 42nd in illegal immigration? This is just not acceptable. I believe it's time to look at the failed policies of our current governor and lieutenant governor and demand real leadership for North Carolina. As your next lieutenant governor, I will tackle these issues head on and provide the strong, courageous, and visionary leadership needed to lead our state through these challenging times. Over the next few months, I'll be sharing solutions to these challenges, and I hope you will take the time to share them with your friends and family and give me your feedback. I believe we can turn America around, and I believe we should start right here in North Carolina. I'm Dan Forrest, conservative candidate for North Carolina Lieutenant Governor, and I ask for your support.
Run, boss, run!
KIRP Radio! Welcome back, everybody, to the KIRP Radio Show. Appreciate everybody for rocking with me, man. Appreciate you guys for rocking with me. And I appreciate you for rocking with us on the KIRP Radio Show. If you guys missed Dr. Winner, you can log on to the show. www.kirpradioshow.com is the way to get to us online. You can also hit us up on iTunes, folks. That's iTunes Podcast, KIRP 1, Radio 2, Show is 3. KIRP Radio Show on the podcast. You can also hit us up if you can't get us on those two. We give you one more option online, and that's Blog Talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/KIRP Radio Show. You knew what it was. You knew what it was. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter, man. Leave us a comment. Show us a little bit of love. Leave us a shout-out. Leave your shout-outs. We'll definitely read them off every week on the show. That's at symbol KIRP Radio Show. At symbol NC Pudgy is my personal PUDGY. At symbol NC Pudgy. And you can also leave us a comment on the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. And that's how we do it, baby. I appreciate you guys for rocking with us. And it's been another wonderful week. We're doing it only an hour and a half tonight, but we will be back tomorrow night. We're talking about the marriage amendment, baby. I want you guys to come back. I want you to rock with us. I want you to tell us your opinions, because we're going to address all the lies. We're going to talk about all the truth. We're going to talk about all the issues. All right? No rhetoric. None of that crap. You know what I'm saying? We're going to address every single issue that's out there. We got every single commercial that we can get our hands on. And, you know, we're going to talk about the marriage amendment that we have to vote on Tuesday, May 8th, here in North Carolina. There's a lot of different marriage amendments out there in some states that you guys are in outside of North Carolina. But we're going to talk about North Carolina's marriage amendment. I have the amendment. I have had it for some time now. We're going to read it off. We're going to address the rumors. We're going to talk about it. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., I'm going to have my man Ted Hicks, Durham County GOP Presidente, or chairman. You guys like to call him chairman, so I'll call him chairman. We also got my man Kevin Dales, president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. He's going to be on as well. And my man Joe Killian, Wilson NC Tea Party leader. We're going to talk to Will. We're going to talk to all those guys, and I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to address all the issues out there and all the problems, and I'm going to ask those guys to state their claim from their conservative principles and their conservative state point of view. But also, I want the truth. I want to talk about the facts, and that's how we're going to do it. You're rocking with the KIRP Radio Show. I appreciate you guys, and one love. I'll catch you guys next week, same time, same place. I'm sorry, I'll catch you tomorrow night, same time, same place, right here, 8 p.m., talking marriage amendment. One love. Y'all be safe. God bless you. Remember this. God is love. Love is God. We out.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the